Stereotype the typical middle-aged white guy from the United States, and you very well could find a picture of me next to the definition. I'm not bragging, I'm just very aware of my stubborn limitations. What do I want for dinner? Steak, medium rare, with a salt shaker. Don't glaze it, don't marinate it, just steak-flavored steak. If asparagus is a garnish and you drizzle balsamic vinegar for presentation, your restaurant is pretentious, your portions are too small, and your prices are too high. Music? Throw on some Rush, Led Zeppelin, country music, Skynyrd. Hey, I'm comfortable. Everything else, sampled, wrapped, hyped by Ryan Seacrest, you may actually see blood start dripping from my ears. Dancing. You want to go dancing? That's fine, so long as we all understand that, as a white man, dancing is a spectator sport. Don't get me wrong, we have no problem getting out on the dance floor after some 40-proof lubrication. But for our sake, and for your party's sake, it's best to keep the white man doing what the white man does best. Holding down a bar stool with the sheer weight of his mass. My wife actually prefers that I not dance in public, or in private, for that matter. It's too embarrassing. For her, not me. Welcome to being the married white dude in the club. That said, you can imagine how incredibly mortified I was to learn that Auditoire, the French company for whom most of us are working here in Doha at the Arab Games, they were organizing a flash mob as a group-building activity. They even had dozens of rehearsals, hired a choreographer, some breakdancers, and they were taking this very seriously. All I could think was, are they not aware that a good chunk of us are American white dudes? That's like asking a woman to parallel park on a busy street in London. Train all you want, ladies. When it comes to the pressure of go time, after 20 minutes of backing in and out, you're still going to have one wheel up on the curb and three vehicles with damaged bumpers. Thankfully, we were too busy at Khalifa Stadium to participate, but the choreographer must have been amazing because the crew from Auditoire pulled it off one evening in the City Center Mall to one of the most obnoxious Maroon 5 songs ever recorded. It's a pretty funny video. Check it out on the blog. And if you're a white dude from the States, while you're watching, please do not try to learn the steps. Thank you.